Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast.
Bienvenidos! Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, Certified Language Coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola, bienvenidos al episodio 163. Welcome to episode 163 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. Now, I don't know if this has happened before, but this might be one of the first times we've actually had an episode come out on El Día de San Valentín or Valentine's Day. Now, I know you may or may not celebrate the holiday, you may have mixed feelings about it, or you may absolutely love it. Either way, I thought today would be a perfect opportunity to share with you some of my favorite songs for Valentine's Day. Now, I will give you a disclaimer. There are songs in here for those of you who love Valentine's Day and for those of you who may not be that excited about it. For those of you who are single and happy to be single, single and maybe wish that you weren't, or comfortably and happily in a relationship, or maybe unhappily. I'm not here to judge, but I do have songs for everybody. So if you think this is going to be just a list of lovey-dovey, you know, romantic songs, you are wrong. There is something for everyone in my list. All right, so with that disclaimer, let's get started with cancioncitas de amor, or love songs. Now that actually is, I'm cheating with that title because that's actually the first song on my list. But what I'm going to do with this episode is I'm going to share with you my 7 favorite songs to listen to on Valentine's Day. And you know, throughout the years, I have gone through different statuses of relationship. And right now, estoy soltera. So I'm single. Entonces, para mí, cada año es diferente. So each year is different. So because of that, there is a variety of moods in all of these songs, but they all have one thing in common. They're awesome songs. They are all pretty much bachata and salsa. I do think the list is heavily weighted towards bachata. And some may argue I should change my podcast to Spanish con Bachata at this point because I do talk quite a bit about bachata. And in fact, next week's episode is going to be all about bachata music. So I'm going to have Kesia on and we're going to talk about bachata music in a little bit more detail. And that episode will be in Espanol. So for those of you who are looking for more listening practice in Spanish, that will be one for you. But I'm going to go through my top 7 list. And this is in no particular order, but I will say that with each song, I'll give you a little bit of a hint as to what to look out for when you're listening to the song as far as improving your Spanish. So I am using this as a teaching opportunity, and also go to our website, learnspanishconsalsa.com/amor. So learnspanishconsalsa.com/AMOR. to be able to listen to all of the songs that I am mentioning in this week's episode. All right, so let's get started with the list. Número siete, number seven, is the song Cancioncitas de Amor by Romeo Santos. And if you have been listening to this podcast for a while, it is not news to you that I am a fan of Romeo Santos. And this song is one of his songs that I think it was on Formula Volume 2. I really think he needs to be more creative at this point. We're at Formula Volume 3, and I'm kind of hoping his next album has a different name. But in any case, it was on one of the formulas. But the song is Cancioncitas de Amor, which means love songs. Now, you're probably wondering, why isn't it Canciones de Amor? Because the word for song is canción. But I wanted to just kind of take this title of the song as an opportunity to explain a little bit about el diminutivo, or the diminutive in Spanish. So if you're familiar with English, I'll give you a few examples. So we have words like dog, like aunt, things like that. And the way we use the diminutive in English to indicate that something is either cute or special or a term of endearment, like something is dear to us or it's small, then we use the diminutive where we add like an E to the end, like the sound E. So for example, pup becomes puppy, aunt becomes auntie, dog becomes doggy, right? And even with names, right? Someone named Bob becomes Bobby. That's his nickname because it's something that's more of a term of endearment. So that's how we use the diminutive in English. However, in Espanol, it's a little bit different. So for example, in Spanish, instead of the word abuela, which means grandmother, you might hear abuelita, which doesn't necessarily mean my grandmother is tiny, but it does mean that she is dear to me. So again, it can be either something as small or cute or endearing. So abuelita is something that you might hear as well. Also, for someone's name, you might hear a nickname like this as well. So someone's name may be Juan, and you might hear someone call him Juanito. So that's again like saying Bob or Bobby. It's sort of the diminutive in Espanol. Now, normally we just hear this by adding sort of like a T-O or I-T-O or I-T-A at the end, depending on if the word is masculine or feminine. Sometimes you might hear it as like Ico or Ica. So it usually ends up being, you know, Ito, Ita, that you add to the end of a word. However, the word canción termina con la N. So it ends with the letter N. So in this case, we have to add another letter to make this diminutive. So it's not cancionita, it's cancioncita. Cancioncita. So we add the letter C, or letter C in English, before the ita, and we're still keeping this word feminine because it's cancion. So even though it doesn't end in the letter A, cancion is a feminine word. So it's not cancioncito, it's cancioncita. That's a quick primer on el diminutivo en español. Pero esta canción, o esta cancioncita, Cancioncitas de Amor, it's a song by Romeo Santos, and he's basically saying that, look, I do not want to hear any more love songs. So for those of you who are over this holiday, you're like, I don't care. February 14th is just another day. Es 14 de febrero para mí, nada más. Then you might like the song. So he basically is talking in the song about how Valentine's Day is like very commercial, you know, it's just turned into a business, and that he really does not want the DJ to play another love song. Now, maybe a little bit of bitterness there too, but again, it's a beautiful song. And if you haven't heard it before, make sure you check it out. LearnSpanishConSalsa.com/amor, and we'll have the song so you can hear it. All right, so that was Número Siete. Número seis, number six, is the song Dile al Amor, Dile al Amor. And that is a song by Aventura. So this is another bachata. Cancioncitas de Amor también fue una bachata. So this song is also a bachata, and by the group Aventura, which Romeo Santos was the lead singer before they broke up. This song is similar to Cancioncitas de Amor. So basically it's saying, dile al amor, so tell love, right? So he's basically giving a command. So this song is a good example of the command tense. So I'll just really just go over the chorus of this song, but again, you can hear the whole song on the show notes page. But he says, dile al amor, tell love, que no toque mi puerta, do not knock on my door. Que yo no estoy en casa, que no vuelva mañana. So I'm not home and I'm not returning tomorrow. All right, so he's basically, you know, saying he's kind of done with love right now, right? So again, for those of you who are over February 14th, it's another one that you might enjoy. And I'll just kind of go on. He says, you know, no es grato en mi vida. So it's not welcome in my life. Dale mi despedida. So give it my farewell, like goodbye. Cuéntale las razones. Cuéntale las razones. So tell love the reasons, right? Tell him why I don't want love to come back. So I think this is interesting. So again, this is a lot of command tense. So dile is literally tell. And the le is referring to, you know, again, in this case, el amor. So it's a very more poetic way of using it. But you could always say dile él, so tell him. You know, you can use this in conversation. But it is from the verb decir, which is highly irregular in this case, because the command tense for decir is di. So you might hear this when someone says dime, dime. That's tell me. So dile is like tell someone else. Dime, tell me. All right, so that's how you'll probably hear it more often, dime. And you might hear people just say this answering the phone or just like in conversation, like, tell me what's up. It's not like tell me something specific. It's just like, dime, like talk to me. That's another way it's kind of used. So again, command tense is used a lot in here. He also says, dale mi despedida. Dale mi despedida. So dale, again, you may have heard this before, but this comes from the verb dar. So to give. And so dale is, again, give to, in this case, el amor, or give to love, my goodbye, mi despedida. So dale, dile, we have all of these command tense words used as well. And then he says, cuéntale las razones, cuéntale. So again, cuéntale comes from the verb contar, another irregular verb, gotta love it, but they're the most common ones. So it's to tell, right? Or like sort of to tell a story, to give an account of, but in this case, cuéntale las razones. Tell love the reasons why I am saying, do not come back to my house. So again, this song uses a lot of the command tense. Also a great song if you are over Valentine's Day. Okay, numero cinco, number five. This song is actually a salsa. It's by El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico. And it's called Me Liberé. Me Liberé. And this song, you know, you can use this if you're thinking about past relationships. So it really comes from the verb liberar, and it's saying like to free myself from. So I am basically free. I have freed myself. So me liberé, the song uses the past tense. Say I've freed myself from all of these bad relationships, all of these women in this case. They actually, this is actually a really upbeat song. But, you know, in the song, they're basically talking about how they are freeing themselves, or the lead singer, I guess, in this case, is freeing himself from a lot of women who just have not been good for him. He actually starts naming them. Me liberé de Nancy, de Rebecca, de Olga, de Damaris, Celia y Giselle. So he's just naming a lot of women. Me liberé también de Raquel. So hopefully it's not your name mentioned in this, but if you never dated the lead singer of El Gran Combo, I think you're clear. But anyway, it's kind of funny that there's these specific names in here. Luckily, my name's not in here, so I don't feel any kind of way about it. But anyway, the chorus, they just say over and over again, me liberé, me liberé. Gracias a Dios, me liberé. So gracias a Dios is like, thank God, I have freed myself. Me liberé, gracias al cielo, me liberé. So thank heaven, I have freed myself. So again, it's a fun song. He's just kind of giving some qualities of women in the past that have not been great for him. So it's a nice upbeat song if you are happy to be out of some of your past relationships. Okay, so I think we've done enough of songs lamenting Valentine's Day, songs about how we don't want love anymore, and how we want to not remember or be free from our past. So let's move into more positive songs. A little more positivity. So the next song that I'm going to mention is actually a song that's in our Learn Spanish with Music course. So if you're listening to this in February 2023, we are currently running a promotion for that course. So if you want to sign up for it, SpanishConSalsa.com/music, and you can get a 20% discount. But we actually do include this song, so that's why I wanted to mention it as well. I believe it's in there. If not, we also have a playlist that you get as a bonus when you sign up as well. It's called an Independent Learner Playlist, where we actually just give you the lyrics of the song without all the additional lessons that go along with it. And I'm pretty sure that this one is in there as well. But this song is by Raulín Rodríguez. He's a Dominican bachata singer. And the name of the song is Esta Noche, which means tonight. This song uses a lot of future tense. So it's a great song if you want some practice with listening to the future tense, because quite honestly, I don't think it's used super commonly. I mean, you will hear some words where they use the future tense. There's also this simple future, like voy a ir, voy a decir, voy a comer. That's like the simple future, which I think is a little bit more common, but the actual conjugation for future tense verbs is not used as often, at least in my observation. So this is actually a great song where you actually hear quite a bit of the future tense used in a song. He does use a little bit of the simple future as well, but I will just review a little bit of it. Again, I'm not going to go through the full lyrics, but and again, the song is a very romantic song. So yeah, some of the lyrics are for the adults only crew. It's not too bad, but again, I'm not it's not explicit, but again, it is you know, it's a love song or a lust song, however you want to look at it. Leave that up to your interpretation. But he does say in the song, te acariciare. So this comes from the verb acariciar, which is like to caress. So he's like, I will caress you. Again, like I said, this is adult for the adults only here. Okay. Y tú me besarás. So this comes from the verb besar, which is to kiss. So he's like, and you will kiss me. Tú me besarás. So it's basically tú besarás. So that A-S at the end, and there's an accent over that second A to give that emphasis at the last syllable. That is saying you. So that's conjugated for tú. Tú besarás. And the me in there indicates me. So, tú me besarás. And then he says, haremos el amor una y otra vez más. So, haremos, this is an irregular verb. This is the verb hacer. So, vamos a hacer el amor. So, we're going to make love. But in this case, he's using the verb hacer in the future tense. So, it's haremos. We will make. Haremos. So, again, a very irregular verb. The future tense of hacer, conjugated for nosotros. Haremos el amor. Te sorprenderé con mis trucos de amor. Ay, ay, ay. he's really pumping up like this whole night, right? His ability to make this night very special. I'll put it like that. So he says, te sorprenderé. So I will surprise you. So sorprender is the verb to surprise, right? Sorprenderé. So I will. So that E at the end, or the E sound with the accent, is indicating the first person, yo. So when I say te sorprenderé, I'm saying I will surprise you con mis trucos de amor, right? So he's talented. Let's put it like that. Okay. And then he says, te haré tan feliz que nunca podrás olvidar esta noche. Big promise. Wow. He says, te haré tan feliz que nunca podrás olvidar esta noche. So we have two future tense verbs here. Te haré, so I will make you so happy, tan feliz. Wow. Okay. Te haré tan feliz. So this haré, again, is the future tense of the verb hacer, but this time in the first person, yo form. So again, very irregular verb. It's haré for I will make. Te haré tan feliz. And then he has the verb poder, another irregular verb in the future tense. Podrás. Nunca podrás olvidar. So you will never be able to forget. My, my, my. So podrás is the verb poder in the future tense conjugated for tú or you. All right. So anyway, I'm not going to go through all the lyrics, but I wanted to point out those future tense verbs. Please listen to the song. It's actually one of my favorites. All of these are my favorites, which is why they're on my list. But that one has a special place in my heart. Okay, moving on. The next song is Marc Anthony, another salsa. Tu amor me hace bien. Tu amor me hace bien. And that basically means like your love is good for me. Like literally makes me well. But again, the way we would probably say that in English is something like your love is good for me. This is a very long ballad. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. I encourage you to listen to it. It does have some expressions in it. So like, for example, this me hace bien, you can use that when you're talking about other things. It doesn't have to be related to love, right? So me hace, you can talk about how something makes you feel. Me hace sentir mal, or me hace feliz, it makes me happy. So again, makes me is something that we say in English, and this is how you'd express it in Spanish. So a very, very valuable expression to know. All right. What number are we on now? Numero dos, I think. So tu amor me hace bien was numero tres. Numero dos is another bachata, is Juan Luis Guerra, and the song is Muchachita Linda, which is like pretty little lady. So it's nice. It's a very beautiful bachata. And basically in the song, he's just saying that, he says, yo bailo mi bachata con mi muchachita linda. So I dance bachata, or I dance my bachata with my pretty little lady. And he just kind of says over and over again, it's a very beautiful, sweet song. He's not making any big promises like that other song I just went to. He's just saying he's going to enjoy this person and how he feels so great when he's with her. It's a very, very beautiful song. And finally, numero uno, and this is like number one classic song you have to play on Valentine's Day. If you've never heard it before, I will have to say, and I don't say this about many songs, but your life is incomplete. this is actually another Aventura song. So they're on my top seven. There's a lot of Romeo Santos here. So sorry, not sorry. Just kind of, you know, it is what it is. So this song is actually by Aventura. Is Solo Por Un Beso. Un beso, right? So I'm sure you know beso is a kiss, and solo por un beso, it's actually, it's sort of a mix as far as the genre, I would say. It's I think it's bachata, but it's got some more like Spanish elements, Spanish guitar in the intro especially. So you'll hear it when it comes on. You're like, what is this, right? It's just very much a guitar solo. And then it just kind of, the beat comes in a little bit later. But it's a beautiful, beautiful song. He's saying, so solo por un beso, I did want to point out in terms of the Spanish you can use from this, is that the expression por un beso, he's saying it's like only with a kiss, or only like because of a kiss. And a lot of times in English, we translate the word por in Spanish as for. So he's not saying like just for a kiss, right? It's more like just by way of a kiss. It's more of like that, like so just with a kiss. And he said in the song, they say, se puede enamorar, so like you can fall in love. So it's a beautiful song, but it's also, again, an expression you can use to use the word por a little bit differently. So if you want to say, well, another example of a song that has this in the title, just so you have an idea, that means more of like because of, is a song by Anthony Santos called Por Mi Timidez. And that's a bachata. Now, it didn't make my list here. It is a great song. Didn't make my Valentine's Day list, but we might include that too, just so you can hear it. So he's talking about how he's unable to, or things he was unable to do, particularly with a woman, because most songs are about love, right? because of his shyness. So por mi timidez is more like because of, right? So solo por un beso, another way, think of it as just because of a kiss, right? By means of. So there's different ways of sort of translating that word that don't just mean for. So it's very, very interesting to kind of listen to how the word por is used in songs like that, so you can get an idea of what it means, because I think the context will really give you the meaning of it. Okay, so that is it, my top seven songs for El Día de San Valentín. Número siete, Cancioncitos de Amor. Número seis, Dile al Amor. Número cinco, Me Liberé. Número cuatro, Esta Noche. Número tres, Tu Amor Me Hace Bien. Número 2, muchachita linda. And número 1, solo por un beso. Again, make sure you check out the show notes page, learnspanishconsalsa.com/amor, so you can hear each and every one of these songs. And let me know which one is your favorite. Maybe it's one of the songs on my list. Maybe it's a completely different song altogether. Send us a DM at learnspanishconsalsa or post it in our Facebook group. And I would really love to know. Let's build a new playlist, right, for Dia de San Valentin, all right? Entonces, I hope that something in this episode has taken you one step closer from Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.